The following program is brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and the views and opinions may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station.
Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, United says enough is enough when a peacock tries to board in Newark. Our airport is getting some new upscale lounges, and a group of young American travelers have gotten themselves in serious trouble in Cambodia.
If you're a traveler with issues with an airline or a hotel or other travel suppliers, well, your last resort is what's called the credit card chargeback. At 3:20, Chris Elliott joins us to talk about when to use that ultimate weapon.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, the day when we open up the phones and the prize vault and get your opinions on travel issues. For Valentine's Day, we have $25 See's Candy gift cards, and one listener will win a $100 Ruth Chris card. We take your calls starting at 3:35.
Yummy. All right. You found us. We are live. Local travel. In fact, the only local travel program in the Sacramento area. So thank you for joining us today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
That's right, my friends. Actually, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We are brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. It is...
We haven't done much entertainment lately.
We haven't, but next week we're going to be talking, kind of blending entertainment and travel together. In fact, kind of local travel,
yeah,
as we have a
special
guest coming on to talk about that... Well, how Sacramento is responding in regards to travel.
Yeah, to Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it's kind of, as the folks in town in the travel business are saying, we're having a moment. Sacramento is having a moment when the media or something has happened to bring you into the spotlight, and sometimes that happens in a very bad way, and sometimes it happens in a very good way. And dare I say, I've lived here a long time, it doesn't happen often for Sacramento in a good way. So it's nice to have a movie that everybody is all wonderful about. And anyway, there's now a tour around town that you can take. I think I'm stealing one of my news items here, but anyway.
Yeah, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it kicks off on the tours start like on the 11th of February.
Let's see here. We can skip ahead. You are right. That's pretty, I'm impressed. It's a it's kind of a bicycle and or walking tour, but it's 4 miles in length.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that could be done way better on a
boy, Mark,
you're done
in Sports Leisure Vacations. Yeah. Missed the...
We'll be doing this at some point, I'm sure. The Lady Bird tour around Sacramento. But anyway,
you should have owned it.
There is a company where you can get the tour, and next week we're going to talk about that. But that, of course, is next week. This week is... We are the official, by the way, Super Bowl pregame show for all travelers.
Absolutely.
And you can feel free to leave us at any time, but I will tell you that... The best things are going to happen in the last half of the show when the Super Bowl game is starting. So if you're willing to miss the first few minutes, you could maybe pick up, you know, a See's Candy card for your sweetheart.
I want that Ruth Chris $100.
Yeah, you know, quite a ways towards dinner for two at Ruth Chris. I don't think $100 would do it all, but it would get you certainly on the start. So.
And so you'll know, you don't have to, like, answer really hard questions or... You know, it's just, this is.
But you do have to answer some questions.
You do. Yeah.
We want to know what you think about this whole animals on plane thing, and we want to know if you take ride share. Do you tip your Uber and your Lyft driver? We want to know what you think about people doing strange things on airplanes. You know, like yoga in the aisles and stuff. So we're going to ask you some questions when you get here, and the way we're going to figure out who gets the $100 prize is everybody gets the $20, $5 prize if you get on the air. But to get the $100 prize, you have to be the best. And we have a crack staff here who will decide who is the best and then award that at the end of the show. It is excitement galore here, and prizes are literally coming out of our ears. Wait a minute. Let me get one of these gift cards and stick it up there.
Look at there, huh? Look at
coming,
that.
Literally coming out of our ears. See, look at
Mark
that.
Mark has a hold. It's coming out of his
ear. Coming out of his ear, yes.
All right. Let's get to what we always start the top of the Travel Guys radio show with after a little bit of nonsensical stuff, and that is the travel news. Mark, bring us up to date. I understand you got peacocks on planes.
That's it. The only travel news show that starts with 2 minutes of babble every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so you all have heard about this by now, I'm sure. A lady shows up in Newark. This really happened. I mean, some people said, no, this didn't actually happen. But no, there are pictures. There are actual pictures.
It is a nice-looking peacock.
This lady shows up to get on the plane. United says they explained to her three separate times that for a number of reasons, including its size and weight and probably what it might do on the airplane, the bird, it had its own ticket, apparently. And so it was denied at boarding. But what this really does is it told United, hidden in this story, like on page 5 here, is a little line that that says that in order to better balance protecting our employees and customers while accommodating passengers with disabilities, we are reviewing our existing policy and plan to share more soon. And by golly, it was only a day later when United Airlines announced their new policy in regards to emotional support animals. It's very similar to Delta. You no longer are you're not going to be able to get on the plane with your little puppy and have him run around the terminal and pee on everything, and the same thing on the airplane. That's not going to work anymore. We're going to take animals.
You are so jaded about traveling
with
animals.
We're going to take animals that can behave themselves and that can be put in a carrier and can be put under your seat.
All
no
right.
more Great Dane support animals. And the other thing is, it's really important about this, Tom, is that people who have legitimate service animals and who need service animals to be able to get around have been caught in this because all of these not so legit animals, shall we say, have been passed off as animals in their same category.
Right.
And that's really unfair to those folks. So really and truly the winners here, I'm going to suggest to you, might be the people with legitimate service animals, because there's going to be less. Now, we've heard from United and Delta.
Right.
So American is left to check in. And if they don't check in with new policies, watch for all of the emotional support animals to end up on American Airlines. Won't that be exciting?
Well, you know, here again, it's not just those that have legitimate support animals or service animals.
Right.
But as your perfect example, this is something that all the other passengers, it has become a bad situation. It makes flying no fun. Particularly, you know, you're in first class and your seatmate is a Great Dane.
Uh-huh.
And
I was in coach that day, I would point out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But imagine sitting yourself down in a coach seat and a lady's getting onto the airplane, and people who listen to this program all the time are probably tired of hearing this because it's not the first time I've told this story. And here comes a lady down the aisle with a Great Dane. And people say, well, no, not a real Great Dane. You probably don't know what a Great Dane is. Yes, I'm talking about a dog that comes up to your waist in height and is, you know, 3 feet long from head to tail.
I can't believe this.
And sure enough, she was headed right for the seat next to me. I knew this when I saw her coming. I could just, my brain said she's going to sit next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the dog spread out, it's like, well, the dog is taking all of the legroom for all three passengers. How can this be fair? I mean, even if you say it's okay for this lady to bring the dog on the, anyway, the peacock did get on the plane, and that's the important thing here, is that the peacock didn't make it, and maybe perhaps we're not going to allow all of those kinds of things. United has come out and said, let's see here, United's policy regarding service animals remains the same, and the airlines continue to prohibit. Now, just imagine why they have to actually say this. United continues to prohibit hedgehogs, ferrets, insects, rodents, snakes, spiders, reptiles, sugar gliders, whatever that is, non-household birds, exotic animals, and animals not properly cleaned or carrying a foul odor to be carried in the cabin. This does not extend to people with a foul odor yet, but we're working on that one. So. Anyways.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. Sacramento, and if you have an opinion about animals on the plane and you want to set this travel guy straight, 921-1530, in about 20 minutes you can call us and you can set me straight and get a prize.
Absolutely.
For
you can get the $25 C's Suite gift card.
And you have to know the other travel guy sitting next to me here regularly takes his dog on a plane.
It's my daughter's, but she travels with us a lot, and we are regular Southwest, a dog under the...
Has your dog ever relieved itself in the waiting area or on the airplane?
No.
Has it ever attacked another custom passenger? Has it ever attacked another dog?
No. Dog never leaves the carrier unless you go to the areas that are designated by the airlines, or the airport, rather, where that you can go out
and
they can
relieve
themselves.
If you were closer, I would scratch you behind your ears, because that's exactly the way that if everybody did what you do, this wouldn't be a problem, because that's what way the rules used to be, and it wasn't a problem. Anyway, moving along here, we've spent enough time on that. Sacramento International Airport, as you might have picked up in the Sacramento Bee last week, is getting new lounges. So what this means is that for many people who are frequent flyers, if you're in a hub for United or a hub for American or Delta, oftentimes they will have a lounge, sometimes several lounges. And those are for passengers, any passenger who chooses to pay an annual fee or a daily fee in order to have access to that lounge. Many of the lounges are now getting a little more upscale, and they serve some kind of food where you can get kind of sort of a meal in there. And some lounges in big international airports have things like showers and all kinds of bedrooms that you can stay in for an hour or two that you can rent if you have a long layover, something like that. But Sacramento, probably not going to go that crazy, but we're looking at having places where flyers can get away from the rest of the crowd. Now, my personal feeling on lounges is, why pay the extra money? Especially in Sacramento, we have a big, spacious airport with a lot of open spaces and places to sit down and nooks and crannies and stuff. It's easy to find a quiet spot. But if you had a four-hour layover or something, would you pay for a lounge? Would you buy a...
Well, you know, I think here again, in Sacramento, probably not, because here you're going to have a couple of hours before your flight leaves. Your flight might be delayed, but you're not going to know that probably that much before you get to the airport.
Very true.
But I might do that at a location that was a midway point.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Clayton has Clayton Whitehead, one of our reporters, has a United Club membership, and he goes into those clubs religiously. Whenever he has more than an hour on a layover, he'll go out of his way in the airport to get into one. But of course, that's when you're in Denver or Houston or Chicago, Dulles, one of their top airports.
If it was reasonable, I think I would enjoy that.
Well, and maybe if you had some special people in town or leaving, departing or something like that, it might be worthy. And certainly you'll be able to buy day passes. So airport lounges.
I'll check it out.
It's another sign that Sacramento is getting a little more sophisticated. You know, we're leaving the cowbells behind. Okay, here's an interesting story. A bunch of kids go to Cambodia. They're doing a tour over there, and they go to a party one night, which is the organization that put it on offers Cambodia's premier backpackers parties that give travelers free drinks and several pools to party in. They are kind of, sort of, I mean, there are pictures here. You can see the story at travelguysradio.com. These look like fairly average folks in their 20s and perhaps late teens. They went to Cambodia. They went to a party at a sacred place. They started getting pictures taken of, they still have their clothes on, kind of, sort of, but they're posing in suggestive poses and stuff. The local authorities thought this was kind of a bad thing. They arrested them for creating pornographic images, and the group is all in a Cambodian jail as we speak. So the moral to this story is, when you go to another country and you're their guest, you might want to consider the possibility of not doing nasty things in sacred spots, because you're not in the United States, and if you get in trouble, it might be really hard to get out.
They should have known. They must not have known they were in a sacred place. I mean, that's just really dumb.
Well, they probably didn't know, but that's just, as you've said it best there, that's just really dumb.
I'm looking at this picture here, and I can understand it if it was all guys, but there's two gals here.
Yeah.
We always count on the gals, because they're always smarter and
better. Look at the pictures further on there, you can see that they were up to, they were doing things that apparently in Cambodia, the authorities didn't think too much of. So when in Rome, kind of thing, for all of those of you who like to travel exotically, why, it's a good idea. Here's a couple of quick things here before we close out the travel news. Megabus They used to go from Sacramento to Reno. They've stopped that service, but they still go from Sacramento to San Francisco four times a day. The buses leave over from Sacramento State. They have a $1 sale. So at least once a day, and I went on their website, and believe it or not, there are no dollar tickets available for tomorrow, but there are for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So this is not a con job. It's out there. It's not available on every trip, but usually the evening trip that leaves about 6 o'clock is the dollar shot. But if you need to get to San Francisco, besides the train, Megabus might be a possibility, and you might be able to latch on to a $1 ticket. Latest video controversy, lady doing yoga on the plane. So when we get you calling in here in the back half of the program, one of the questions that we might ask some of you is, what would it bother you if somebody got up in the middle of a long flight and started using the aisle to do some exercise poses? Or is that really, truly, come on, folks. I mean, that's crossing the line. We will find out from you. But anyway, this lady started doing yoga on the plane. She's apparently a yoga instructor. And she said she didn't think there was anything wrong. And then I pulled a whole bunch of the comments afterwards, and they're basically kind of split down the middle. So we'll see what our listeners think about yoga on the plane. And finally, a few weeks ago, we had a story about a man who maybe abandoned his dog curbside at the airport. And this was a serviceman overseas. And indeed, he did abandon the dog curbside at the airport, but he went to Christopher Elliott to try to get some compensation from the airline. So this is how we know the rest of the story. And the dog was picked up at the airport by somebody else. And eventually the dog was reunited with the serviceman. But the serviceman basically was trying to take the dog on a flight that the airline had already told him was too long for animals. And so he was complaining about something that really and truly he didn't have a leg to stand on. And the reason he had to leave the dog was because he didn't read the instructions. He wasn't paying attention. So, but the doggy is safe. And that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, and don't forget now, right after the news at 35, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in, join us here on the radio program, and we're going to give away some $25 gift cards to See's Candies and one $100 Ruth Chris gift card, so stick around. Coming up, Chris Elliott joins us. We're going to talk about credit card chargebacks. That's next. Look what you found on your radio. Stuff that could make you a smarter traveler, by golly. It's the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Today with our special consumer advocate guest, Christopher Elliott, back with us again in 2018. Christopher, welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Thank you very much.
Chris, today we wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you talk about credit cards chargeback. As a consumer advocate, it's the last ultimate weapon that a consumer has in a difficult situation when they can't get a response. But you say don't always use that, don't play that card right off the bat. Give us a little bit of a rundown here, and don't forget to mention your website, of how folks can advocate for themselves a little bit when they get into a tough situation with a travel supplier.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a lot of information on my site. That's Elliott.org, ELLIOTT.org, on credit card chargebacks and a lot of other good stuff too. So please stop by. And the other thing too that is that I can help people if you run into a problem and you think you might have to do a credit card chargeback. Just go to Elliott.org/help, and I can also fill out that form, and I can help fix that for you too. But just generally speaking, people don't know that if you've made a purchase on a credit card that you can do a chargeback. You have 60 days to do that. You don't want to do that the first time. You know, if you've got a problem and you want to get your money back, there are other channels that you probably want to go through too. I like to refer to credit card chargebacks as the nuclear option, because after that, you're next go to court probably. But if there is a merchant out there, this applies to any consumer purchase, and you've made your purchase with a credit card and they're not responding to you, then you might want to do this. So contact your credit card company, tell them that you want to dispute a purchase, and they'll send you all the paperwork that you have to fill out.
Once you've done that, but don't you really suggest for folks to go and try to contact the company first before that chargeback
situation? Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the only exception to that would be we recently had an airline bankruptcy, Air Berlin, and they were stringing people along. And the problem was that we were running out of the 60 days that you have to dispute your credit card charge was in a lot of those cases were very close to getting to that 60 days. So you didn't want to become a a claimant in bankruptcy court. That's like you're going to be the last person that they're going to help because you're just one person. So if someone is going bankrupt and you put something on a credit card, that can be actually your first option. But there are many options that you would have before them. You know, the first thing you want to do, obviously, is contact the merchant. So if it's a travel company, contact the hotel and say, look, I paid for five room nights, but pipes burst. And so I only got four. You promised me a refund. It hasn't shown up on my credit card. Can you help me? You know, that kind of dialogue, merchants really appreciate that. They don't want to get blindsided because for them, a credit card dispute can be very expensive. They have to pay when they enter into dispute, which is another really interesting thing to know is that if it's a small amount and you dispute it, chances are the merchant is going to roll over and they're just not going to bother responding to it because it's not enough money. So usually it's anything under $100. But again, you want to make sure you have a strong case. You don't want to just be doing it because you know you're going to get your money back. So if that doesn't work, you want to appeal to one of the CEOs. And I list all of those on my website. The CEOs, you can go to Elliott.org, Elliott.org, and you can find the names, numbers, and email addresses of all the CEOs.
Now, Christopher, if you hit a brick wall on your dispute with the company that you're doing business with, would you advise against, or would you advise them to actually telling the people that that you're going to go ahead and go for a payback on your credit card?
You know, I have done that before, where I showed up at, this is years and years ago, I showed up at a bed and breakfast, and it was not as advertised. It was overgrown with weeds, and it looked like a dump. And so I called. I went to a payphone. I mean, this tells you how long ago this was. And I called the proprietor and I said, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. And, you know, we had an animated discussion. And finally, he says, well, I'm just going to charge you. And I go, well, you know, if you do that, I'm going to dispute the charge on my credit card. And we ended up compromising. And he charged me for one night. And the remaining two nights, he didn't charge me for. So you can use it as a tool for negotiation. But I'm not sure if I would do that in every case.
Our special guest, Christopher Elliott, is consumer advocate. You can find him at Elliott.org. That's Elliott.org. If you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, we have a link right there.
Chris, thanks again for your time. Credit card chargebacks, the bottom line is you don't want to play that card right away, but know it's something that you have in your back pocket. And Chris mentions that credit cards, that you have a 60-day window for that. I have actually found that once you get outside that 60-day window, if you have a real strong story and really your case is very strong, sometimes the credit card companies will respond to you outside of that window. So if you get past 60 days, it still is something that you might be able to consider using. Elliott.org, Chris is always there to help you with your advocacy questions, and also they are trying to raise a little money to continue this advocacy thing. So if you are somebody who has been helped by Chris or any other consumer advocate, you might consider a small contribution. Thank you, Chris, again for your time. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
And right after the news, you have a chance to win some great prizes here on the Travel Guys. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and we are opening up the prize vault right after the news. You can win See's Candy or Ruth Chris gift cards. 921-1530, 800-834-1530. We'll talk to you after the news.
If you spoiler alert, the Super Bowl has been canceled. The Super Bowl has been canceled.
Is that an ambulance taking Tom Brady off the field?
I think it was by helicopter.
A helicopter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing that would happen there.
They're canceling the game. And
they're bringing in the Clydesdales to take him off the field.
They're handing out iHeart Radio so everyone can listen to the Travel Guys.
We're having some fun here.
Here you go. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano with you every Sunday, 3 to 4.
Including Super Bowl Sunday, every year.
Yes. And brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I don't know. We tried to get the NFL to start the game later.
Yeah, just 30 minutes. I mean, you know.
We could be done. But
they have ignored us. 921-1530 and 800-834-1530 are the numbers. If you would like to take a shot at winning some See's Candy for Valentine's Day or maybe a dinner for two at Ruth Chris, provided you can do it for $100. We're looking for folks who kind of do ride share and who travel some. I mean, if you don't travel, then this is not going to work, because the way you're going to get that $100 card is to be the best on-air person. That's how this works. You, sir, are not eligible to win. I can see you.
Well, thank you very much. No, I was thinking in my mind, what is how we defined as best?
Uh-huh.
You know, is it the best use of the English language?
The most
be able to talk incessantly without taking a breath. you know.
Anyways.
Contribute. Be entertaining.
Here is it. Before we go to the phones, and we will do that in just a second here, here is a good travel tip from one of our listeners.
Okay.
She says, if you're running late and you know you may miss your plane, call the airline. Because she's had this happen to her twice, and in both situations, the airline accommodated her later in the day. Of course, they have to have the seat available and stuff like that.
I see.
But she says, call them ahead of time as opposed to waiting until after you've missed the plane or when you get to the airport. For her, it's worked a couple of times. So that sounds
like... And they booked her on a later flight.
On a later flight, and it didn't cost her anything.
Good,
you know,
good.
The old flat tire rule. All right, let's go to the phones here and see what our listeners know. Mary in Rockland is the first up. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Are you not a football fan, Mary?
No, I'm not a football... Well, I am a football fan, but I don't like the team that's playing, so...
I see. So the travel guys finished next on the list.
There you go.
Well, I always listen to you, so you can't make that assumption.
Ah, bless your heart, Mary. Okay, so Mary, are you a person who uses rideshare? Do you use Uber and Lyft and stuff like that?
No, we've signed up for it, but we've never used it. We usually can drive ourselves and find a parking and things like that, so we haven't.
You haven't yet. Okay. So, hey, listen, they're putting in lounges in the Sacramento airport. Is that if it costs you, you know, 20 or 25 bucks to go in and have, you know, a snack or something like that in a quiet environment, is that something that you would pay extra money for?
Oh, probably not. I think that, especially in these lounges that we around here, you don't need that. You can find a nice place to go to have a snack or get a place in the airport where you can just sit down and watch your computer or your Kindle and you don't really. I don't think you need that.
We really do have a nice airport, don't you think?
I think we have a beautiful airport, and every time I go there, we always go early because it is so nice just to relax before you take your flight and have a nice dinner or a snack. And yeah, it's. We've been fortunate to have that.
Mary, do you think if you were on a flight and one of the passengers decided to hop up and do a little yoga in the middle of the aisle, would you join in? How would you feel about that?
Well, I look at it this way, is that if every passenger can get up and do the same thing, that would be fine. But then if you do that you are causing a problem and a safety issue. So if nobody... does it then and stays in their seat and respects everybody else's space, I think that's the criteria.
There you see. Now, Mary would make an excellent seatmate, I would say, because Mary's a very reasonable lady. She's got reasonable thoughts on things. Let's see if we can find somebody not quite as reasonable. Let's go to Julie next here. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you. I'm here to contribute.
Well, good. My goodness, is that a... No, that's no score yet in the Super Bowl game here. Let's see here. What have we what have we got to ask?
You know, Mary and Julie are both from Rockland. That must be a hot spot for Travel Guys,
for Travel Guys listeners.
Huh?
Julie, what do you think about this animal thing on the airplanes?
Do you travel?
Do you travel
with pets?
I do. No, not with pets. Been a few times on Southwest and seen some of the pets, whether they're comfort pets. It's mostly been puppies in small carriers.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to Hawaii quite often and have never seen any pets on Hawaiian airline. But I think that for the safety of the animal, that they should be either tethered or seat-belted in their carrier, or maybe even if they're going to be down by the person's foot, have it attached to the fuselage where they're not going to go flying around if there's a lot of turbulence, that we look after the animal as well as the person. And it doesn't have to be a small dog. If it's a service dog and it's a bigger dog, that wouldn't bother me traveling. I don't think most service dogs smell. I think that the comfort dogs might a little more.
Well, no, that brings up, Julie, that's part of the issue here, is that the folks who are the people with service animals, pure service animals, those animals are heavily trained. They're not going to do their business where they're not supposed to. They're going to be clean. You're right. They're not going to be carrying an odor because the people who have those animals are much more dependent upon them, frankly, for their day-to-day existence. So it's, you know, what happened was here was the line was drawn in one place and everybody said, oh, gosh, it's okay if we let a few, you know, people bring their animals on. But now we've now that the farm has shown up at the aircraft, why?
And so some people have many horses that are their
support animal
for anxiety. Yes, they're adorable, but I don't think that's a good idea to have them on a plane. Maybe they need to be on a bus.
So, Julie, if you were sitting on the plane and you were sitting in the middle seat on a Southwest airline and you were halfway through a three-hour flight and the lady next to you on the aisle got up and started doing yoga in the aisle, would that be okay with you? Do you think that's... Is that within the criteria of what is okay for airline passengers or perhaps not?
No, she did not buy the aisle. She bought her seat. She gets her seat. She can sit in Om and Om on my pad at home. Whatever she wants to do the whole way won't irritate me. Namaste to her. But no, people have to get up and down the aisle for safety reasons. Fire department should have a real problem with that as well. You don't block something. Would it be okay for them to be in the aisle where the escape hatch is? Or no, it wouldn't. She needs to just wait till she gets where she's going. You can walk up and down the aisle. Everybody can do that. But to do yoga, no.
Yeah. Not we didn't bring the gym on the plane. Julie, thank you so much. Julie is pretty opinionated there when it came to the whole thing.
There you go.
She was okay.
She spoke her mind.
All right, let's see. We're the travel guys. We're just talking to our listeners today. We're giving away See's candy gift cards to everybody who's lucky enough to get through. And we've got a Ruth Chris card here at the end of that we're going to give away at the end to one of the folks who we have spoken to. We're just asking you some questions about some of the things that have been sort of in the news lately. So let's go here to Laura in Sacramento. She's up next. She's been waiting patiently. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hello.
Hey. Laura, are you a frequent traveler?
Not as much as I used to be.
Uh-huh. So where was your last trip?
Well, I went back east.
Okay. Did you fly?
Correct.
Okay. So you might be a good person to ask then about this animal situation on the airplane. Do you take animals with you when you travel?
No.
Okay, and so how do you feel about folks who might bring something for you to share there in the seat next to you?
Well, I don't think it's good for safety reasons. I'll give you a reason. I take a disabled veteran back with me, a relative, and he has to get up sometimes to go to the facilities, and he has a limp, and he also is visually impaired. If there's someone with an animal in the area where we are, he might trip on their leash or trip on them. And I would be very concerned for security reasons. Plus, the dog may be barking or be, not trained like one of the service animals. So I'd be real concerned for the veteran concerned.
Yeah, for the safety. I can that I agree.
Laura, turn the microphone back on. Laura, let me ask you something here. This is probably not a pure travel question. Have you seen the movie Lady Bird yet?
No.
No. Have you heard about it?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it's, would a tour, do you think this is something, we're kind of, the tourism people in Sacramento are saying that, boy, there's really a lot of interest in the spots and stuff that were part of this movie. So you're a local person here. Is that something that would be of interest to you to go around and see movie spots around town?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. Thank you, Laura. Let's put Laura on hold here. We probably should take a break.
Yeah, let's do.
And then we'll come back. We've got Scott and John, and it looks like Kenny, if we get to everybody here on the line. We are the Travel Guys. We are just talking about folks, about ride sharing and animals on planes and new airport lounges and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk some more when we come back. You're listening to KFBK.
You know, Mark, I think sports leisure
Yeah.
Vacation should have, you know, put together a nice 30-second television ad. You could have blown a $3 million and reached out to all those.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, we are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Again, everything on the show, you can follow along at TravelGuysRadio.com, at least most of it.
We are taking some calls from listeners today here because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and we traditionally take the back half of the program and talk to you, give away some prizes. We're giving away See's Candy and Ruth Chris gift cards here. Let's take another call. Scott in Fair Oaks is our next caller. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
Frequent traveler, Scott?
Yeah, often enough.
Okay.
You ever travel with pets, Scott?
Yes, I have, actually.
All right.
Okay.
So, give us your take on what's been going on, for people like yourself. Let's back up a little bit. What kind of an animal do you travel with and why?
I only traveled with one animal once, but I want to chime in. I'm a registered nurse, and under the policies of the federal, who's ever in charge of all of this, only miniature horses and small dogs are allowed. No monkeys, cats, owls, peacocks. None of that's legit.
Well, and what's happened here is that people show up at the airline and right. say, well, gee, and then the airline's like, well, are we going to get raked through the social media if we don't do this? But I think finally we've crossed the line, and with Delta being willing to step up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, did you say miniature horses and dogs? Miniature horses are allowed?
And you'll notice when you go in Raley's or Bel Air, there's a sign on the door, service animals only, because you see a lot of purse-sized dogs that are getting hauled all about.
Yes.
Know? But yeah, only technically under the federal laws, only miniature horses and small dogs are allowed.
Well, there you go, Mark. You can look forward to
having
Trigger sitting.
Delightful.
The horse is okay.
Hey, Scott, do you use rideshare when you're out traveling?
I have. Actually, I had a niece who came here and stayed with me. She's a Las Vegas mixologist, and she used Uber and Lyft constantly while she was here.
So what do you think about tipping these guys? Lyft has always allowed you to tip. Uber didn't, and that caused some problems. So they've stepped in now, but only about 47-48% of people are extending a tip on Uber, and the Uber CEO is saying, well, you can raise your rating as a passenger by tipping more. What do you think about tipping ride shares?
If they do a good job and they're nice, why not?
So do you tip them like you tip a taxi driver, or do you tip them a little more, a little less? You throw them a dollar or two, regardless of what the fare is? How do you handle it?
Yeah, a couple. I use one here just to go to the pool hall. It's a couple, $3 on a $6 ride, so 50%, I guess.
Well, and that sounds like a reasonable. I usually try to throw a dollar. Do you use rideshare, Thomas?
Yes, I do, and I always tip, and. $2-5 just depends on how much the fare is and how user friendly the driver was.
Scott, let's thank you for your thoughts. Let's move on here and see if we can get a couple more. Kenny in Woodland, welcome to the Travel Guys. Good afternoon.
Hello. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome. Any thoughts on it? We've covered a wide variety of subjects, and you've been waiting for a while. Do you have one that you want to weigh in on?
Yeah, never traveled with an animal. Peacocks, way excessive. Miniature horses, I've never heard that one either. But I do want to say the ladybird, you had mentioned that earlier, and possibly a travel tour within Sacramento. They better strike while the iron is hot. I love the movie. I took my daughter there, and she's high school age. If you're high school age and grew up in Sacramento, Sacramento is the Midwest of California and the Midwest of the. It really is. It was a love letter to them, as they say.
So, do you are you a rideshare user when you're out on the road, Kenny?
Don't use rideshare. I'm interested in that $1 megabus. That sounds good. I may look at like evening prices. You said 6 o'clock going to San Francisco.
Yeah, generally it's the evening run that is the cheapest. But it looks to me like you could get dollar fares within 2 or 3 days of departure. I'm guessing probably not on Friday night, but some of the other nights. Heck, that's a steal to get a dollar bus fare, even if you only got it one direction.
Love to do that. You know, I went to Michigan. That's where I grew up, Michigan, Wisconsin, in the Midwest. What do you think is the cheapest time in the summer, June, July, August, September, if I wanted to go to Hawaii? I've got my wife and I and my daughter. So three people.
Absolutely September. Right after Labor Day is a wrinkle in Hawaii, one of the three wrinkles of the year, and that's the airfares will go down dramatically after Labor Day for several weeks there. It just, for whatever reason, it's not a time that people think about going to Hawaii. It's always been a downtime for them. So I would, if you have the whole summer, I would either try to go right after Memorial Day or right after Labor Day, one of those two.
I'm going to look at that then. I love listening to you guys. Any other questions? Other than that, I love Sacramento Airport. Forget about SFO, forget about Oakland.
Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate your thoughts today here on the Travel Guys. Did you see, Thomas, they named a park for Robin Williams in San Francisco?
No, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Kind of cool. A meadow in Golden Gate Park has been named for Robin Williams, and I think that's kind of cool. It's a grassy lawn on the east end of the park. The effort was led by some folks who have put on a comedy day in the park for almost the last 40 years. So I think that is really kind of cool. Of course, Robin Williams suffered from dementia and killed himself in August of 2014. Here's another little note, comes from one of our listeners. This is a lady, you know, we're talking about the real ID, about having to go down and get a new ID card. And because there have been a lot of ads in the paper and stuff, there's a lot of confusion. And we told folks last week, and we'll share with you again, if your driver's license expires before October of 2019.
And it's time for you to renew your license.
You're in good shape, because when you get a new license, you will get one that's authorized.
But keep in mind that it's going to be a little different. Just because you're going down and you're getting a new license and you had one before, you will be required to show your birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
Just like you would if you were getting a passport.
Well, and from one of our listeners here, Ruth Ann sent me a note and said she had a frustrating morning at DMV recently because her license expires soon, and she needed an official certified marriage certificate.
That's what they wanted.
When you're renewing your license and you're getting this real ID, which now apparently is available, why you need to be aware of the fact that the type of paperwork that you need to take, you're talking birth certificate. Ruth Ann is talking about a marriage certificate, so you're going to have different stuff.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find out, because there is going to be a little bit more than just a renewal.
Yeah.
To get yourself all set up.
Absolutely. Okay, so it looks like here our crack team has decided that Julie in Rockland is our big winner for the day. So, Julie, congratulations. You will get the $100. You will get the $100 Ruth Chris gift card. And thanks to all of our other callers, we will send you all the $25 See's candy card, so you can go in and get something nice for somebody that you care about for Valentine's Day, or you can just get something nice for yourself, or maybe for the Travel Guys, and just send it on. Now, listen, we have about a minute here, and you said you wanted. We were going to talk about.
Oh, so you're going to leave me with a minute?
With a minute,
under a minute.
Well, you're a guy who travels with a pet.
I can make this short. I travel on Southwest. We often fly, and so does my daughter out of San Antonio with the small dogs, Chihuahuas. You know, and Papillon's under 10 pounds. It's gotten to the point where it costs you $95 for each pet each way. So you're talking about
$90.
Yeah, so $200 to take one dog round trip. You might as well buy them a seat. They occupy the space under your feet that you've already paid for.
Uh-huh.
That you either put your feet in your little bit of carry-on luggage. And I believe that one of the reasons people are trying to circumvent this and sneak animals on as support animals has a lot to do with the outrageous prices that they're charging for that little bit of space.
You don't say there.
Yes, that's my opinion. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Super Bowl's 9-3 Philadelphia. For those of you who called in and helped us kill some time today, thank you very much. We will be back here next Sunday on The Travel Guys. Dance like nobody's watching.